Good afternoon. This is Jacob with Secure Customer Service. I'm just returning a phone call that was earlier placed.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hold on just 1 minute here.
Okay.
I understand that I have that you're charging my credit card.
Okay, if you can give me a zip code, I can pull up a valid account.
17878. This is regarding some little earphone things. Am I correct?
And your first and last name?
Terry, T-E-R-R-Y. Last name is Conklin, C-O-N-K-L-I-N.
Okay, it looks like I put your zip code wrong. What was that zip code again?
17878.
Well, that is what I put in there, but I do not see that name on this account.
Was this for some little, hold on a minute, I'll go get them because I never even got them out of the box.
Well, the problem is we're a third-party call center, so we service several different products from several hundred different companies, so we actually have to have a valid account to look up what product you are asking about. So, if I can't find you in the zip code, I can look up, just if you spell your first name for me.
T-E-R-R-Y.
And your last name?
Conklin. C-O-N-K-L-I-N.
Okay, I do not have an account with that name either. So I can try the phone number that you called me on.
5708.
I've already got the number.
Okay.
Okay, so that number does match with the same name. I guess I will just, since the number matched, do you know Ann Wilcox?
Yes, that's actually my wife.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the name on the account. So I apologize for all that confusion.
That's okay. Where are you located at?
I'm in Alabama.
All right. Hope you guys are doing well there. It's got to be a lot warmer than it is up here in Pennsylvania.
I'm pretty sure it is. I mean, it has gotten colder, but it's going to get a lot warmer this week, they say.
I'm hoping. I got about 8 inches of snow in my pasture.
No, thank you.
I know. Yeah, and I grew up in the Florida Keys. Isn't that crazy?
Wow, I don't know why you would still be up there.
five deaths in 4 years and had to take over the family farm again.
I gotcha. Well, all right.
Can you cancel this, whatever it is?
All right, well, let me verify that shipping address, and then I can talk about your account.
Okay.
So, give me that
address. 91
yep. Mm-hmm.
Academy, A-C-A-D-E-M-Y, Street, Stillwater, Pennsylvania.
All right.
17878, and I don't know the other numbers that go after that.
Now, this is in regards to earbuds that I do see back on February 1st that was ordered.
Yeah.
Okay, the shipping and handling was charged for $5.97.
That
initiated a 14-day trial to try the product, and then if it wasn't canceled by then, on the 15th day, they charged full amount of those earbuds.
Yep. See, I don't really understand that part, but that's okay.
Yeah, I see the terms and conditions right here next to the box that says if you're 18 or over, there's a little link to click to read them. So I do apologize for the confusion, but that is where the $69.97 is coming from. That's the full price of those products, and it is a one-time charge.
And?
And how can I further assist you?
I want you to quit charging me for them.
Well, like I said, that is the charge for the earbuds that you currently have. Now, as a convenience, I can knock 35% off of that fee, but they would still have to charge for them.
How about if I send them back to you because they're still brand new and in the box?
Okay, I understand how you feel, and to avoid going through the hassle of having to resend these products back because they're high quality and their noise cancellation capabilities are pretty good. Now, I can do a 50% discount to that charge. Just knock half of it off.
How about if I just send them back to you?
All right, I do see what you're saying. That is, I mean, you can return the earbuds, but they will be from your expense, and there is a $9.95 restocking fee that I would have to deduct from your...
I don't think you really need to do that, do you?
I do, as a part of the protocol. That is exactly what I would have to do. That's why I was offering you that 50% refund, so we didn't have to go through all that. And you could just keep them.
And how much are they going to cost me?
All right, so if I do that...
You let me know the lowest freaking price that you can give me on these things, because I have no idea what the fuck they even are.
I assure you, I'm getting as low as I possibly can for you, and I could refund you 30, or I could take $34.99 off of them right now.
So what's that going to cost me?
$34.99.
$34.99.
Yeah, that's half off.
Plus tax.
Well, no, that's going to be what they charge you. There won't be anything additive.
You want to tell me what these things are for?
Yeah, they're earbuds to hook up to your phone, your iPhone or Android.
iPhone or Android.
Mm-hmm. They were
which
the most...
I have none.
Well, like I said, the account is in your wife's name. Have you asked her about them?
Yeah, I was using her computer, and I thought they looked cute, and I thought the grandkid might like them. And,
oh.
You know, you fill out a survey, and I don't really know how to use her computer, obviously, because she got a laptop with Windows 10 on it, and that always causes a problem.
I understand that.
Well, can't you knock it down a little bit more to help me out a little bit?
I wish I could. That's honestly the lowest I can go for that. Unfortunately, that's all I can actually chip it all the way down to. It's just half off. Otherwise, you would have to send it back, and then it's going to end up becoming a little bit more of a hassle.
How's it going to be a hassle?
Because then you would have to pay to ship it back, and then I would have to subtract a restocking fee from whatever they charge you. So it's going to be almost about as much as you're doing now, maybe about shy of $10 or so, and you can just keep the earbuds if you wanted to give them to a grandkid or if y'all wanted to keep them.
So it's going to cost me $34.99, and this is going to go on my credit card.
Yeah.
That they've already put a stop on for you doing it.
Yeah, I can put the discount in effect. I can send off a document right now stating that. So that's all they would charge. And it's only a one-time charge.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're going to give me a call before you, because I've already put a block on you doing anything with my credit card.
I understand that.
How about if I send you a check?
It's online only completely. We, like I said, we're a third-party call center, so we just do the customer service for hundreds of companies. We don't have any effect on their charges. We only help out as far as we can, depending on what products they are.
Okay. Let's start out with your name first. What's your name?
Jacob.
Spell it.
J-A-C-O-B.
Jacob.
Yes, ma'am.
And I can reach you at this 1-800 number?
Yeah, this 800 number, like I said, it comes to the call center, so there's hundreds of agents. It's just a roll of the dice who you get.
Okay, am I going to get a confirmation number or anything like that?
I can send you a confirmation email on
CadillacRanch1313@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's the one I have.
I would hope so. Okay, and the total cost is going to be
$34.99
plus tax.
And it's not plus tax. That's the total you would pay.
Okay. All right.
All right. So you want me to go ahead and send that off?
Yep, and I want an email in my account when I get back to my computer. Or I get her back on the computer.
Okay, I'm working on that now. Just feel
and you're canceling this other thing that goes on, correct?
What other thing?
I don't want any monthly thing going on with them.
Oh, like I said, it's a one-time charge. That monthly cycle does not apply to electronic devices. So it's not a recurring thing. That only applies to supplements.
I don't want no supplements. And I will never get charged anything from this company ever again, am I correct?
That is correct.
All right, Jacob. What's your extension or your last name or something? In case I have a problem, I want to talk to you.
We don't actually have extensions or anything. I do have a station ID, but that's just the booth that I work at. I don't know if it would help you at all.
What's your booth number?
157.
157.
5634.
5634.
And my last name is Brown. I don't mind giving that to you.
I appreciate it.
All right, so I got that document sent off now for the half off discounts, and that should take care of everything. I'm notating your account now, so any further agents would know what to do.
Yeah, just have them not call me unless it's you.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to call you.
I'm hoping not.
Just one second.
And after you're done with this, can you delete my credit card from your computer?
They have to submit that charge. But after I've already sent the document off, so as soon as that 50% transaction has occurred, it will delete your, or close out your account, rather. All right, now your account is notated and that document has sent off. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, Jacob. I really appreciate it, and I will keep him off of the computer.
All righty, well, thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a better day.
I'm going to try. Wear a mask.
Oh, I do. That's why sometimes it's hard for me to talk in the microphone.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You're welcome. You too. Bye-bye. Thank you.